Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson, welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the only top 10 countdown show. Right here,
yeah.
YouTube.com/Steven Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are found, including the CastBox app. Got a fantastic partnership with CastBox.
I wonder if
please do check it out.
So we record this usually a little earlier in the week.
Yeah, on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays. I wonder if we're at 600 comments yet. We're at 581. It has to be by 600.
So close. So close. We're also on Patreon. You know how Patreon works.
Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of great reward tiers there.
And we're also at Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. A bunch of fantastic shirts we're not wearing
today. I got my Batman Bane.
I have my Balor Club shirt on.
Well done.
It's real. Our logo can be found on a t-shirt at our store.
I just bought one. It's like being shipped right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have another video up in conjunction with this one. We're talking this week about SmackDown. And the fact that SmackDown is about to be launched into that A-plus territory on Fox Network TV. Big deal. Marquee deal for the WWE. Making lots of money. And we're trying to sort out who from the current main roster and NXT set should land on SmackDown in order to make sure that that is prime television.
Yes.
And obviously, if we send 10 people over to SmackDown like we did in the other video, you can check it out right now, that means 10 people or 10 acts should stay either on Raw
or come up
from NXT and go to Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So these are 10 wrestlers who should not go to SmackDown.
Correct.
Let's kick things off. Number 10.
10.
Pete Dunne.
The Bruiserweight.
Peta Bruiserweight.
So right now he's carrying that United Kingdom championship. I would not be surprised if he were to drop that belt come middle of June at the conclusion of the United Kingdom championship tournament. Lose it to, say, I don't know, Travis Banks. And then he can move on to do even greater things at NXT and then upward to the main roster. I think WWE is very high on Pete Dunne. The crowd loves him.
Oh, big time.
He's a fantastic wrestler. He says so much in just a little shrug. So send him to Raw and just imagine, put him in a feud with Seth Rollins. Just do that.
Oh, just do that.
How awesome.
Six months
feud with Seth Rollins. Some of the best matches we'll ever see.
Yeah, no, that'd be fantastic. I mean, some wrestlers just feel like they belong on Raw.
Yeah, and he's one of them.
And Pete Dunne is definitely one of them. I could absolutely see that.
Yes.
So, yeah, that'd be fantastic. I wonder if he's going to be, so, like, you know, coming out of this UK tournament, they should be, you'd think they'd be loading up a UK show.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll believe that when I see it.
I know.
It'd be kind of interesting if Pete Dunne just didn't show up on that. And ended up
doing stuff in NXT in the main roster.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll find out. Number nine.
Nine.
Elias.
Ever since his call-up, they've more or less booked Elias perfectly.
Yeah, they have.
He's incredibly over,
yet
still gets just enough heel heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing really keeping him from further success is the congestion at the top of the card.
Yeah, sure.
Should some of that talent that's congesting the upper mid-card and the top of the card move over to SmackDown, that would free up an avenue for Elias to take advantage of those departures and maybe start winning some titles himself.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Which I think would be great.
I feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it with Elias. He's been fantastic on Raw. They've used him, like you said, to perfection. I would want to see Elias remain on Raw. He's not somebody I'd really say, you know, could go to the new girl or NFL on Fox. He needs to stay on USA. You know, maybe if you want to cross him over with anybody, it'd be Crisley.
Oh.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to number eight. Maybe.
Or maybe Unsolved the Murders of Biggie and Tupac. If they bring back for season two.
Yeah. Would they consider a new case for season two?
Oh, I think that's what they're going to do. Yeah. I think they're going to do like different cases.
Yeah.
I just wish they would just keep on investigating.
Investigating.
Even though it completely finished, we got resolution. They pretty much know who did everything.
Yeah.
Continue that.
All right.
There you go. Number eight. It's going to be a short episode. Dean Ambrose.
Same picture from the other one too.
He's in the same other episode too.
Same position, same picture. Well, so
why do you want to see him on Raw, Larson?
Well, because we didn't really get to see what they had planned for the Shield reunion. Didn't see what happened with that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that the Shield is a big deal.
Yeah,
they should be able to pull the trigger on Shield whenever they want to.
Yes,
and so having Dean Ambrose, the Lunatic Fringe, stay on Raw would accomplish exactly that.
Yes.
And yeah, we'd get to see. I wonder if they finally get Roman Reigns over using the Shield.
Yeah. Yes. It'd be an interesting experiment to see if it were to work.
Yeah. The answer is no.
No, it's not going to happen. But nonetheless, you know, Dean is incredibly popular. If they're going to keep him face, just keep him on Raw around his Shield friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe get that reunion how they hoped it would happen.
Not with the weird Jason Jordan stuff.
Well, also, you know, Dean got hurt. So if everybody's healthy, see that plan out, see where it leads us.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving along, number seven, Jinder Mahal. Look at him jacked.
Yeah, man.
Talk about vascularity.
Yeah, that's impressive. Look at vascularity.
Why doesn't he come out with that giant chain around his neck? That's amazing. I want more giant chains in my wrestling, to be honest with you. Anyways, Jinder Mahal, look, man, they brought him over to Raw basically to feed him to Roman Reigns. But, man, Jinder, hey, look, man, say what you will about Jinder Mahal. That dude gives it everything he has with everything they give him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been fantastic on Raw. I was actually really surprised. I figured both with Jinder and Baron Corbin going to Raw, we had heard that they wanted a big push for Baron Corbin. I figured that meant Jinder Mahal would start to fall down the card. Boom, he's there with Roman Reigns,
yep.
Top of the card.
Yep.
Wow, huge things. And Baron Corbin, meanwhile.
Very well main event Money in the Bank since Roman Reigns is his opponent.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Corbin.
It was shocking when he kicked out of a roll-up from No Way Jose and won his match.
Exactly. That's where we're standing right now.
I know.
Two guys. But no, Jinder Mahal, look, he just got to Raw. He did everything he could do on SmackDown. Granted, if there's a lot of roster shuffling, that's going to change the lineups and his potential matchups. But so far, he's made a fantastic fit on Raw. I would see no reason to change things.
Agreed.
From that.
He seems right at home on Raw after, what, being there for a month?
Exactly.
Or
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And yeah, as you said, he pretty much did all he probably could do on SmackDown, at least for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Let him stay in Raw for a couple years. Really firmly establish himself as top, you know, like upper mid-card heel. Maybe get a couple runs with that U.S. or the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that he has that legitimacy of being a former WWE champion, then now he can step up, get the IC title or something, carry it, and be a quality champion.
I'm telling you, he's just a couple injuries away from being his ceiling being Universal Champion.
Potentially.
It really is. Especially if, look, it all depends on what they do with Brock and Roman.
Yeah.
But if he gets into a program, if Jinder circles back around to a program with Roman after Roman wins the Universal title, assuming it happens, that could be a ceiling.
It's entirely possible.
Imagine Jinder Mahal being both Universal and WWE Champion.
Crazy. Crazy.
Number six.
Six.
Alexa Bliss.
So Ronda Rousey is going to need a nemesis.
Yes.
A rival.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss is already top heel in the women's division on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
No reason to change that.
Nope.
I think especially if she were to act somewhat as Stephanie McMahon's proxy.
Yes. Absolutely.
Have her and Mickie James fill that role. I think that'd be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's someone for Ronda to feud with for a very long time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Alexa Bliss, she's been on SmackDown before. She did really good work there. She was the Raw Women's Champion for quite a while. Did good work. Yeah, I think that she should definitely stay on Raw. In a very short period of time, she's turned herself into a very, very big name over there. So I think that, like you said, Ronda, I like the idea of having, and you guys can see this in the other video, the four horsewomen of the WWE over there on SmackDown, which would leave a pretty big, you know, empty space. If you bring Bayley and Sasha Banks over to SmackDown, Alexa Bliss would need to stay on Raw for that to
absolutely
make any sense. Number five. Brock Lesnar.
I mean, my first choice is he just goes to UFC or just goes and stares at his land or something. He doesn't have to come back by any means. But if he is to return, keep him on Raw.
Yeah. No, if you know, he should not go to SmackDown. He should not go to Raw. He should not be involved in the WWE. He should just sort of show up maybe WrestleMania season.
Maybe occasional SummerSlam, and that's the extent of it.
You know, that'd be great if they had him host WrestleMania.
There you go.
He just shows up. He sits in the front row. There you go. How about him and Brock Lesnar guy sit next to each other?
There you go.
And then, yeah.
Here, do that. Now do it again. Just keep doing it. Let's do that the whole show.
Anyway, yeah, that'd be great. And, and then, like, the host usually, like, interviews people.
Yeah.
They walk by, and he just does this. Right. But he's got, like, a microphone in his hand.
Yeah, but he just does this.
The person, like, their audio drifts in and out because he's not really holding it in his hand. He just stares at him. He goes like this.
Yeah, it still starts to turn purple.
All right, exactly. So, Brock Lesnar, to review, don't go to SmackDown. Don't go to Raw. Please give back the Universal Championship. Do go away. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're not necessary anymore.
Yeah.
You're very purple and weird. Number four.
Four.
Aleister Black. Man.
So you're speaking earlier about talents who just feel like they belong on Raw.
Oh, he's one of them.
He is one of them.
He's definitely one of them. Aleister Black. SmackDown. Too blue. Lots of blue. Lots of bright lights. Too clean looking. Raw. A little dirtier looking.
Yeah.
Red.
A little moodier.
Moodier. Exactly. Aleister Black. Bring him from NXT, man, massive champion over there. WrestleMania 35, the Raw after, we're going to see his debut on Raw. It's going to be fantastic. Keep him there, perpetual Universal Championship. Think about the dream matches, him versus Jinder Mahal.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, him versus one Pete of Dunne. Bobby Lashley's sisters. So many things they could do.
Yeah.
Oh, Pete Dunne.
Yeah, Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne, that'd be great. But no, Aleister Black... He just feels feels like Raw.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown, I mean, he's not going to be on New Girl.
No.
He's not going to be doing that.
No.
He's a Crisley guy. Number three.
Three.
Ronda Rousey.
I mean, I despite SmackDown being on Fox, Raw is still the number one show, I would think, in the minds of WWE.
Yeah, I think Vince is always going to consider Monday Night Raw the prime
show. The premier show.
Yeah, exactly.
And with that, you need the mainstream crossover stars.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey topping that list right now.
Right.
She's not going anywhere. She's staying on Raw.
Yes.
Probably for the duration of her entire WWE
Correct.
Career.
Plus, who is the, in kayfabe, the commissioner of Raw?
Oh, that'd be Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, and that's going to be the person that they will be, that's going to be her main foil in terms of, you know, storyline machinations.
Going forward for the foreseeable future.
Correct, Amundo.
Yeah, Ronda's not going anywhere. She should stay there. I mean, especially, you. And granted, we made the list of people who should go to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like all 10 of them. It was like, of these people, they'd all be great on SmackDown, but it's not like all 10 are going to go.
Right,
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But if they were all going to go, Raw would definitely still need Ronda Rousey and our talents here at 2 and 1 to maintain the star power they already have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. No, Ronda Rousey, definitely staple of Monday Night Raw. I don't see that changing. She should definitely stay on Raw.
Yes.
Number two.
Two.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah, it's Monday Night Rollins. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's got a shirt. You can see in this picture, he's got a shirt.
In my mind, there's two talents that should not move shows, period. More than any other.
Absolutely.
Seth should always be on Raw. AJ should always be on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And they're so synonymous with those brands, and they've incorporated that into their character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, AJ, you know, the SmackDown is the house that AJ Styles built, and you got Monday Night Rollins with Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys, at least for the foreseeable future, should stay on their respective brands.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely, 100%. And again, like we said, if Dean Ambrose stays, if our number one guy stays,
you can
probably guess who that is. Seth Rollins obviously has to stay. You've got the Shield there. You're absolutely right. He's sort of synonymous with Raw at this point. And especially since he won the Intercontinental Championship, he's very, very quickly becoming the franchise player of Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to mess with that.
No, you don't. Why in the world wouldn't they put that Universal Championship on him again? Not again. No, not again, because he never had in the first place.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't they run with him?
Because they got plans with our next entry.
Number one!
One.
Look at Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns!
Roman Reigns.
Look at his little face right there.
That's why, because Roman Reigns is still the would-be Universal Champion, I would guess, in the minds of Vince McMahon. Of Vince McMahon.
How long has it been? Seth is the man.
Seth is the man.
Just put the title on him.
Why keep Roman on Raw? Because I don't want him on SmackDown.
Yeah.
He will just clog up the entire upper card, whereas right now, in theory, they have a lot more options to in terms of creative flexibility to tell interesting stories, mm-hmm. not have Roman Reigns just sitting like a
garbage,
like a turd in the middle of the road, you know, like causing traffic to go around it.
Oh, do people swerve around turds?
I wouldn't run over a turd.
I would.
Really?
By the time you're home, it's going to be off your tire.
We'll just be so enmeshed in it.
No.
Nonetheless, if I had a choice, I would avoid the turd. Anyways, I just don't want Roman on SmackDown because I just feel like he would just clog everything up.
Yeah,
he'd be so focused on Roman Reigns that all the other awesome talent on SmackDown would not get their opportunity.
Here's the thing. It's a new neighborhood that SmackDown's going to be on. It's a new neighborhood for the WWE. Do you really want your guy who's like, you talk sometimes like he's half dullard. He walks out there with no discernible urgency. He's got this uncomfortable thick vest on. And he's like, big dog. He's on Twitter. He's in these interviews saying that I'm the best mic guy.
No, he says only the Usos and John Cena can hang with him on the mic.
That's so untrue.
It is untrue.
Like, come on. Come on. Stupid. You don't want him in your new neighborhood. You want the WWE putting their best people forward.
Yeah.
You want to hide the embarrassment of Roman Reigns.
All right.
You want to hide the fact that they don't know what they're doing. So keep him away from SmackDown.
I will say this. If they do a complete repackage of Roman Reigns, turn him heel, change his gear, his music, push him down to the mid-card.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd be fine with him going to SmackDown because at least it's a fresh start for him.
Pre-show. How about this? Put Roman Reigns.
Main event. Not the main event of the show. The show main event.
The show main event.
Yes.
So it's like Roman Reigns, and then you get like a Raw recap match.
His first match, he takes on Curt Hawkins and loses.
Right. Right. But come on. I mean, you don't put your half dullard out there.
I don't think he's
on the street.
He seems like a
we're moving in. Oh, hi, how's it going? And the guy opens the door and he's like drooling.
That's not Roman Reigns.
And he's got crap in his pants.
That's
and
not
it's
Roman
like,
Reigns.
You need to change your diaper. And he's like, no.
It's like, this is my yard.
This is my yard. I don't need to change my pants. I don't
All
know.
Right.
He said the only people who can hang with him on the mic are the Usos and John Cena. And the only reason he said the Usos is because he's like family members.
Yeah, they're his cousins.
They're his cousins.
Well, the Usos are really good on the mic.
No, they are very good on the mic.
But actually, no one in WWE can really hang with John Cena.
Yeah, nobody can hang with John Cena.
The Miz is the closest, and yet John Cena gave Miz cry face.
Yeah.
So it's John Cena and then everybody else.
Dude, no, man. Roman, I'm sorry, but you're not even top 20 in the WWE. Mm-hmm. Off the top of my head, I can name 20 people better than you on the mic. So you don't put that out in your new neighborhood for everybody to smell.
All right.
It's gross.
Okay.
He stays on Raw where everybody knows what you're getting.
Yes.
No half dollars. Anyways, that's it for Count Out. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below.
Yeah.
Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.